In 1993, the group Children's Rights filed a class action lawsuit against the foster care system in Milwaukee. The state and the group eventually settled the case. Children's Rights Executive Director Marsha Robinson Lowry came to Milwaukee yesterday at the invitation of State Department of Children and Families Secretary Reggie Bica. Robinson Lowry says the Milwaukee foster care system has greatly improved over the last few years, including more finding of permanent homes for kids. But she does say things could get better.
Milwaukee doesn't have enough foster homes for children, and so children are sometimes placed inappropriately. And children who can go home are not going home as quickly as they should.
Robinson Lowry says she's well aware that Wisconsin has fiscal problems and that incoming Governor Scott Walker has vowed to reduce state spending. She just says cutting the foster care budget could backfire.
It's not cheap to run a child welfare system. A good child welfare system is one that doesn't damage children and doesn't keep children in care too long.
Robinson Lowry also says any increase in caseloads for workers in the Milwaukee Bureau of Child Welfare could be damaging for foster children. She's requested to meet with the new leaders of that bureau once Walker names them. Walker's transition office spokesman did not respond to an emailed request for comment. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.